Well, it was supposed to signal savings at the checkout. Whatever you want, down, down. Down, down campaign, but Coles has been found to have misled shoppers. Federal Court Judge Michael O'Brien yesterday found that in 13 of the 14 sample discount tickets submitted to the court for judgment, the discount was not genuine, ruling that Coles broke consumer law. It's a breakthrough legal win for the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission, which has put all grocery retailers on notice.
It is very timely for all retailers to ensure that they make accurate pricing and discount claims.
That's ACCC Chair Gina Cass-Gottlieb speaking yesterday. Rod Sims is Enterprise Professor at Melbourne University's Institute of Applied Economic and Social Research and is the most recent former ACCC Chair and joins me now. Rod Sims, welcome back to Breakfast.
Thank you very much. Good morning.
In your view, how significant is this court decision yesterday?
Oh, look, I think it's extremely significant. I think it's a great win for consumers because the takeaway is that if you offer a discount, it must be genuine. That's the key point. Because companies, you know, they're always suggesting the consumers are getting a good deal in this way or that way. This judgment raises the bar to make sure that the benefits you're talking about are actually genuine. So it will be relevant to all retailing right across the board.
So what's been found in this case? So what's Coles been caught doing exactly?
So prices would often stay the same for a long time. Then they would go up for a short time and then they would come down a bit. And that would be held to be a discount, even though the price they came down to was higher than the price they'd been at for a long time. And so the judge found that that was really a fake discount, a contrived discount, because you're actually paying more than you were not very long ago. And to call that a discount was just not right.
What does it expose about pricing practices here?
Well, I mean, companies are always... Companies try to use discounts all the time. Different companies in different sectors, they know that consumers are tempted by a discount. People are in a hurry. So companies are always trying to do this. So what it says is that we really want to make sure that what you're saying is genuine. And, you know, companies do need to be constrained in this sort of way. They're out there to make a buck. They're trying to push the limits. Pretty well all the time because they're trying to get consumers to buy their product. And so that's why consumer law is so important, to put boundaries around what they can do and what they can't do, because we want consumers, when they get told it's a discount, for it actually to be a discount, not some sham discount.
A penalty in this case, Rod, will be awarded at a later date. The ACCC says it will argue for a substantial sum beyond what could be claimed as the cost of doing business. What kind of number could we be talking about here?
Oh, look, that's always tricky. When I started at the ACCC in 2011, the highest consumer penalty we got was $1 million. When I left, we'd got it up to $150 million. The government has actually increased the statutory limit on what penalties can be in the meantime. So it's really getting the courts comfortable with higher and higher penalties. Now, look, I really don't want to put a number on it, but the real test is whether when that penalty comes out, people say, ooh, that's going to hurt, or do they say, oh, that's just nothing, they won't even notice it. So it has to be something that the company notices and it sends a signal to others that this is actually a really important matter. But I think the judgment itself is the most important thing here, the judgment that says these things have got to be genuine.
Rod Sims, good to talk to you. Thank you very much for your analysis this morning.
Thank you very much, Sally.